I would like to wish a good morning to all and also express the aspiration that through the increase of absolute bodhicitta we cut the root of samsara, and through the increase of relative bodhicitta we bring benefit to countless
beings.
And I'm delighted to come here this year as I have been able to do in previous years. And I've noticed that every year there are substantial improvements to Supreme Chuling. This year, notably, the new flooring in the interview room area, as well as obviously the basement below Naroling and Nigelin. And today I'm going to go through briefly some important points from the aspiration of Lord Maitreya, which comes from the 41st chapter of the Ratnakuta Sutra. Now, as the both the root text itself and the commentary upon it by Nindong Sambha Rinpoche have been translated into English, I think that by reading these you will be able to understand most of the prayer directly. But I will go through the various parts of it that are difficult to understand simply through reading.
Sanje kunla phansa lo tansong lame denpa ye sanje semba namba ye yinjin nama sanje lo si sao sang. Le kapsa sanje tang, sanje semba tang, yinjin rangja tang jeba la sanje lo.
In the first stanza, I prostrate to all the Buddhas and to the Bodhisattvas endowed with the divine eye of the sages and to the Shravakas as well. Homage is paid to Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and to Shravaka.
Nendo tamche doze dosi chin thori lan ratuna gache mepan denje ba santu samne santa de ka to sanchok je semne santa re de yang to wo tan da ke kunzo sanchok semne santa ba re de ne chok ne tan da sanchok semne yang santa ba re sanchok semne santa ro jun chen kar re sa no nendo nendo lam dokpar se pa Thorija lam tembar seba. Kyaka namchi dunga, dunga le, thobar sebi jumchen la tingte, tine kunzo sancho semtang, tongta sancho semna santava.
The second stanza, I prostrate to Bodhicitta, which counteracts birth in all lower realms, perfectly shows the path to the higher realms and leads to no aging or, nor death, is homage to Bodhicitta. Expressly, it is homage to relative bodhicitta, and therefore by implication to absolute bodhicitta as well. The reason given in the stanza for the homage is that these two bodhicittas prevent birth in lower realms, lead to the higher realms, and the transcendence of aging and death. Now, from among the two aspects of generating bodhicitta, which are amassing the conditions conducive to its generation and removing conditions which impede its generation, this stanza accomplishes amassing conditions conducive to its generation, since the primary condition conducive to the generation of bodhicitta is having enough respect for bodhicitta through the recognition of its necessity and quality that one pays homage to it in this way. Now, by expressly paying homage to bodhicitta in this verse, by implication, homage is also paid to those who possess bodhicitta, which refers to superior bodhisattvas and especially to Buddhas who have perfected bodhicitta.
Then Davata Bhakti Padin Davata Te Omalanjo Pali Ningila Santavare Sanjeta Sanjay Samba So Yinda La Samantarpa Ningila Santavatan and Davam Sumbari.
This is similar to the initial homage by the glorious Chandrakirti in the Guide to the Middle Way, his initial homage to compassion, rather than expressly paying homage to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In the same way, by implication, it is homage to all.
Tanyipa Ngarchin Pamala Tipa Chimpa Sanchun Chodha Sim Chipa La Ngarchin Digdip Thap Chimpa So Jyang Govi Yore Te Digdip Jyangwara Sepe Sikye Dere Simje Wang Do Chulpe Na Da Ki Digpa Che Chipa Sanje Chingan Chinas Da Ki Te Da Chakpar Je Chi Salasun.
The third stanza is the relinquishment of conditions adverse to the generation of bodhicitta. And from the Mahayana point of view, in this connection, it is necessary to purify wrongdoing and obscuration. So therefore, in this stanza, it says, whatever negative actions I have done under the influence of an afflicted mind, in the presence of the Buddhas, I fully acknowledge them all.
Dipa sakpa jyo karre, jyo te ranga marek pata dhanjain dhan, sem trupa wange dipa sakpa jyo te embe se na, tetar jyo te ne, tene dhaka dipa che jipa se, trupa wange dipa kande che jipa se dipa tembare, Tene kya kuyo te sanje dan, sopchi sanje nam je kinari chi te, sopchi sanje nam, denje nam kwa ngun sum te yukar sam te, dhaka te da shakwar jyuse tene, rangi dekwa shakwar e, tese na shakta tro te yang yapu yore, karese na dekwa shakta jyo te, tenge yore jyo te, marik pa dang 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 da, sem kripa yore se na shakta te hachang yapu yore.
Now the style of this confession in this stanza is an excellent one in that it begins with the recollection of the causes of negative action. When it says under the influence of an afflicted mind, it means that you bring to mind at this point the fact that all of the negative actions you have performed, whatever they have been, were caused through ignorance, through the fixation on a self, through confusion. So in that way, having brought to mind the cause of the various negative actions, you then bring to mind the support or the witnesses in front of whom you confess these. And when you say in the presence of the Buddhas, then you bring to mind all the Buddhas of the ten directions and think that they're actually present in this guy in front of you. Because this stanza contains all of these elements, it is an especially fine method of confession.
And
the actual mode of confession is to think that all of the Buddhas of the three times and ten directions are actually present in this guy in front of you, and in their presence ask that they purify all of the wrongdoing you have accumulated through ignorance.
Tad Sanchuk just said, where's the Jibane? Dale, Namba Songang, so Nam Tony Jibade. Dak Kunchi Sounded, Daddy Sanchuk Mazay, so she Salakam.
In the next stanza comes the actual generation of bodhicitta. By the accumulation of any merit I have created through the three kinds of activities, may my seed of omniscience grow and may I attain awakening that never ends.
Dale namba songrang ke dake luje gevele nag gevele sem je gevele te lunga yi som je gevele kang sakpata sakpam so nam je cho ngon sakpata tanda sa yemba te so nam gevele la tin te tine dake kunchi sanje ji sawon te sanjok je semre tekpa chenbo Sanje ji kumbhan tupar se te samun ravote tikpa chimbi lola kunzo sanchuk ji sem re. Ta kunchin sanje ji samun sanchuk ji sem te tene dake sanchuk me zhe cho. Ta kunchin sanje ji samun sanchuk ji sem ji le kye ne dake tene ta sanchuk ji sem te me zhe pa kongni kongtum phevai cho jing da wun sa.
Now, when you say through the three kinds of activities, these refer to virtuous activities of body, of speech, and of mind. And when you say that through such and through the accumulation of any merit, may my seed of omniscience grow. Seed of omniscience, from the Mahayana viewpoint, the seed of the attainment of omniscient Buddhahood is bodhicitta. So the aspiration is that the bodhicitta continually grow and flourish so that it never be exhausted and manifest as an unending awakening.
So the Dagi Jena to Sanjin Chava Kazongwa, Sanjin Chimbi Yerangwa, Teladani Yerangwa.
The next stanza says, whatever offerings to the Buddhas that can be found in realms of the ten directions are known to the Buddhas who rejoice in them. I rejoice in all these offerings.
So jinjitin je kamali panam so sanjin chöpa sanjin chöpa tam sanjin chöpa le soma deva kang soma sanjin jin tenpe yeshi je zibha kapsa yang Chöpa te la sanje namjang jisa rāwa ye rāwa nzepa. Thu nyepa nzepa kāngye pe chöpa te la dājang jisa ye rāwa.
What you are saying here is that all of the various offerings presented to Buddhas that can be found in any realm in any of the ten directions that are known by Buddhas and that are pleasing to Buddhas, that Buddhas rejoice in, you are saying that you rejoice in all of these.
Then the Sanje Lintrapa de Sepa de de Dogdan Tungdan Sanja Lasoba Jepa Pona Sanje Yirimare Dine Nayang Dela Jisa Yerangaman Sanje Kangla Nyepa Dela Nayang Jisa Yerangaman.
You are saying, I rejoice in whatever offerings are pleasing to Buddhas, and therefore you are implying that you would not rejoice in offerings that are not pleasing to them, such as offerings of poison, weapons, and so forth. Since Buddhas embody great compassion and are concerned only with the benefit for beings, then therefore they are not pleased by offerings that bring harm to
beings.
Then in the next stanza, I fully acknowledge all negative actions and rejoice in all merits. I prostrate to all the Buddhas. May I attain supreme primordial wisdom.
Then this say kamba yet yena yet embare tambo dekwa tamche chakwar ji da ji sim tin tamche ji le nga yi som de goni de pe le sa pa nami yi do mo ba donga chi pe le sa pa tamche sanje nam je so ki su som je sanje nam je chinga chakwar ji si cha ji ni sam go ba.
Now, in this stanza, four branches or limbs are presented. The first is confession. And when you say, I fully acknowledge all negative actions, this means I fully acknowledge all the negative actions committed by myself and any of all beings with a body, speech, and or mind. And I admit all of these in the presence of all of the Buddhas of the three times.
So nam ko na yerang mo chi pa ka si yerang yi na re ta san je ta san je san ba nam je ndo ba tong ja chen bun je pa ta che pa do san je san ba nam je je ni san ba de ni ji go ni yin dong ja chen bun je pa ta ndo na ta so si che bo nam je chang ge ba sa ba so nam ge ba le kang je ba de la na yin ta ba ni je si yerang mo chi.
In the next line, and rejoice in all merits, you are rejoicing in the merits of all Buddhas and all Bodhisattvas, and especially in the vast benefit for beings which is brought about by Bodhisattvas through loving kindness and compassion. You are rejoicing in those vast deeds as well as in all of the virtuous actions of all ordinary beings.
Sanje kona sa talo shiba ka sanje ka sa talo yina re mama sanje je ngone sa thawa de sem ji de ngona tin tin de de sa thawa re de na don ba ji chen ya ngona sa ji se go yina re de tin tin de de sa thawa re de sa thawa de se sanje sem de don ba lang sa de ji so de ne sanjo ke sem ji sa na sem ji de ji so se nam ka re se na ya Give a judge and the very decent, the name Yena Danger Cup, the Santa Valley, Sanjay Coyna Santa. Danda, so to do some the Sanjay Coyne, the Maliba Tantella Santa. So to do some the Sanjay Coyna, the Kitchen Maliba Tantella Santa.
Now, in the next line, you say, I prostrate to all Buddhas. The homage or prostration which occurred at the beginning of the prayer was homage in order to establish the conditions conducive to the generation of bodhicitta, just as, for example, you would always perform prostrations before receiving any vow. Here, having actually generated bodhicitta, having taken the bodhisattva vow in previous stanzas, then you perform the seven branches because the accumulation of merit through the seven branches is greatly magnified through your previous generation of bodhicitta. So here the prostration is prostration from among the seven branches. And when you say, I prostrate to all the Buddhas, you mean all Buddhas without exception of the ten directions and three times. Now, the prostration here is the view or practice of prostration as found in the Mahayana tradition, for example, as in the aspirations of the conduct of excellence, in which you think that you are prostrating to as many Buddhas as there are particles in the universe, all abiding on one particle. So on each particle there are as many Buddhas as there are particles, and each particle has that. And then to each of these Buddhas, on each of these particles, you emanate as many forms of your own body as there are particles in the universe. And in the same way here, it's understood that by prostration you mean such a vast act of prostration which fills all space with the bodies of Buddhas and with your own bodies that are doing the
prostration.
Then the next line, the last line of this stanza, may I attain supreme primordial wisdom, is the dedication from among the four branches which are found in this stanza. And it is the dedication of the four branches which ensue upon the generation of the bodhicitta of the Mahayana. Here you are dedicating the merit of these four branches to the exhaustion of the dualistic confusion of your mind and the subsequent realization of your mind's nature. In short, to the attainment of great non-conceptual wisdom.
So jo dagu so nam so sab jo dala nebai san jo samba san jo jo san ja jibar kumande kisamsa.
The next stanza reads, I earnestly request the bodhisattvas who reside on the 10 levels in all the directions of the world and the 10 directions to awaken into supreme enlightenment.
Tande kapso sang jabar so bande pare so tu so yen sang je tungo ni de so je ta ke so nam so sa tang bo rab de ga ba ne jong de kyo pa chu je ten je pa la ne ba ye sang chok sam ba nam ne ni ta sang je go re sang chok de la ni te je sang chok ran ja je sang chok
This stanza is an exhortation to all bodhisattvas, exhorting them to attain full Buddhahood. When you say, I earnestly request the bodhisattvas who reside on the 10 levels, this means bodhisattvas abiding on the 10 levels which begin with the extremely joyful and culminate in cloud of dharma. And you're exhorting all of these bodhisattvas without exception to attain supreme enlightenment. Enlightenment can be of three types. the enlightenment of a Shravaka, of a Pratyeka Buddha, or of a Buddha. Here, by saying supreme enlightenment, you specify the supreme enlightenment of a Buddha.
Sancho tambara sangye kin de dan ke pe de ton so kya kon la me ne to chu jun ko lo ko de ji chung a chen pe da ye ne dong a sin chin ta di.
And in the next stanza, once you have awakened into genuine enlightenment and tamed the maras and their hordes, may you turn the wheel of Dharma so that all living beings may be healed. With the sound of the great Dharma drum, may you free all sentient beings who are suffering.
Sandhikasa Sancho Tambar Sangye Chen. Sangye ne jete dui naso dui je dui de dang je ba tam je tor chen. Sokcha sentien tam je la membam penbe le do tene chujung kolo kovan yu je. Chujung na chenpe draye chujje dra de nga yi dra dan jare. Chujje tambe chujje nga chenpe draye do ngarwe sentien tam je kolbe donga le tarte tene jawa nyangin de pa lang gobar yu je, gobar yu je.
This stanza, which exhorts the bodhisattvas after they have become Buddhas to turn the wheel of the Dharma, once you have awakened into genuine enlightenment and tamed the maras and the hordes, may you turn the wheel of the Dharma so that all living beings may be healed, uses the image of a drum as an image for the sound or resonance of the Dharma, and is the aspiration that through that proclamation of Dharma, all sentient beings who are suffering be freed, which means liberated from the sufferings of samsara into a state of perfect peace or nirvana.
Karpa seva sangye su chudon zeke yujyo ki dhoyepan dhanto sengyur ken sipi sivi tam jengpa kenwa kunji kengda la kani chona zhijuso.
And in the next stanza, throughout inconceivable millions of kalpas, may you remain and teach the Dharma, mired in the swamp of desire, entangled in the strands of cyclic existence. I am fettered by all that binds. I supplicate those supreme among humans to look upon me.
Karpa seva samye sigida karpa seva samye pantha ye panam so tambe chu tambar deke yopar chorte depe decha dekhanjen decha la depen decha sere yukham ta zumi je khan sipen decha sere dhaipan dhaicha tan sipan dhaicha chan dhamta sengkeng nupar chopa nupar chorken sengkeng dhaipan dhaicha kan dhamta sengkeng sipa dhaicha sipa tabu kupan thapa thapa tabu dhamta chingwa sengkeng chingwa kwenje chingwa thamje je chingwa dhala dhan chingwa chingwa chopa sengkeng to samgoye dhala
In the first two lines, then you ask these Buddhas to remain for inconceivable millions of kalpas and to teach the Dharma. And then you say, mired in the swamp of desire. Desire refers to the desire of desire or passion, which characterizes the realm of desire, and the desire for existence, which characterizes the realms of form and formlessness. But mired in the swamp of such desire, and therefore entangled in the strands of cyclic existence, I am fettered by all that binds. In these lines, then, you clarify a recognition or a perception of yourself as bound within samsara. And finally, you supplicate those Buddhas to look upon you, since you are in this state.
In
this stanza, you are considering or reflecting upon your own fettering through the kleshas, in short, your own defect, and in that context, requesting that the Buddhas look upon you.
Senji temar jipa la sanje nam na mo ma je.
Then, The Buddhists do not blame sentient beings who are flawed. With a loving heart for all sentient beings, may the Buddhists free them from the ocean of cyclic existence.
Tenda wo rang chenji yin sanje nam de deni de la thau mini ten do war me de me yong sam ne te de ma ne sem je tamar je ba sem kho de sem je tama je ba sem je wang de je ba yin da ti se na sem kho ba wang de je ba yin da ti se na sanje nam sem ji ni mong ji da dong a ji la mo je pang de ma ne Simpi namla samdok di, dong harbi simpi namla samdok tok dang denba. Simpi tetar nyingi, dong har kewa namla nyingi kewa yamba tiyisya na, kini dong harbi simpi nam sipen tole, govar shoche, govar jayate so, govar shoche.
Now, you might think that because you are so defective, that Buddhas might dislike you and therefore abandon you. But through their recognition that all of the defects of sentient beings arise from ignorance, then far from abandoning those beings, the Buddhists possess great love and compassion for them. So it says, Buddhists do not blame sentient beings who are flawed with a loving heart for all sentient beings, which means all sentient beings who are suffering in this way. And therefore, you make the aspiration that all these beings be freed by these Buddhists.
Tejan
This is similar to the presentation in the Sutta Alankara that Buddhas in fact have more compassion for benighted beings than they do for relatively happy beings, that they have more compassion for vicious or nasty beings than they do for more benevolent beings, and that they have more compassion for beings who suffer greatly than for those who suffer less.
Then the same thing, Make up the deity, the yin, the pa, mepa, yoba. Pa, mepa, goni, lay, mepa, and yoba. Then I will like young lakwat the cigarette. Yodi yawan king, lakwat the cigarette. Kake, rawang tani mepa. Rangla wang tam mepa. Yin, the wang the javala, lakwat the cigarette is over and dodi. Tetan somebody.
In the Sutta Alankara, it says that Buddhists have a particular kindness for those who are lowly. For those who are unworkable, which means vicious and completely nasty and out of control. For those who are especially agitated, which means those who are strongly agitated by the kleshas. For those who are careless, which means those who are distracted by temporary pleasures. And for those who are controlled by others or other circumstances, which is to say, for those who have no freedom or control over their situation whatsoever.
Zophar Sanje Kanjok Tang Kandan Deda Mazon Bateda Jis Dalojin Sancho Chepa Chejo Chejo.
And in the next stanza, any perfect Buddhas who are present, those who have passed away and those yet to come, may I train following in their way and engage in enlightened conduct.
Zopa Sanje Kanjuk Tangkipa Tatar Yupe Sanje Namtang Kandan De Tang Kipen Deva Sanje Namtang Mazombe Kipa Mazombe Sanje Te Tusomje Sanje Tedake Jisuda Lokin Nan Sanju Sempe Chuba Lakirin
Now, in this stanza, you refer to all the Buddhas of the three times, of the present, of the past, and of the future. And you make the aspiration to follow their method of training which and engage in enlightened conduct, which is a way of generally referring to the ocean-like, extremely vast amount of the training of the path leading to Buddhahood. And as you do not know all of these in detail, you refer to them in general through saying, just as all Buddhas of the past, present, and future have trained in this path, I will do whatever they have done. And in the next stanza, having perfected the six paramitas, may I liberate the six families of sentient beings. Having actualized the six extraordinary faculties, may I reach unexcelled enlightenment.
Parasindo. Jimba paradisimba. Sutemja paradisimba. Zerba paradisimba. Zundija paradisimba. Samdinja paradisimba. Kirabja paradisimba. Paradisimba drog. Yonza drogwar sete. Parsen drog zone. Tene. Lesa savate. Drovan ta yeba. Namrek dono. Yerva yeda tundo som. Mada la da lama yin som. Den drova rek drog de dejere. Drova rek drog. Rek drog de semkin tamje. Tene. Kova le. Tarwar jibari soje. Tarji soje de. Kova le trote. Tene tapa tobari so.
Now, when you say having perfected the six paramitas, this refers to the paramitas or perfections of generosity, morality, patience, diligence, meditative stability, and prajna. And then, when you say, may I liberate the six families of sentient beings, this refers to the common way of summing up the vast number of varieties of sentient beings into six, the hells, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, and gods. So you're aspiring to actually liberate all of these beings, having perfected the six paramitas, and then having actualized, which means generated, the six extraordinary faculties, may I reach unexcelled enlightenment? May I reach supreme or full enlightenment or awakening?
Machi pata mungong ta rangi machi ngay machi ngay machi ngay machi tong bichi na to bari choi chi sa vasong tan di sikye di ka se tong dan dan tong yi dan dewe manam.
Now, the next stanza reads, future phenomena are not born and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dharma Dhatu, which is empty. This is an aspiration in connection with the absolute bodhicitta.
Rangin manchi basena, then it do some rangin de madopare. tsum rang yung ge ma do pa, tsum ngoru ma do pa. Ne man ki se ki te, ne no jin ji ti ngu. Ne no jin ji ti nam la, ne man ki pa. Tena, doi khan, zu khan, zu me khan la, kham tsum kore ne yere, kham tsum kore ne te nani, tena doi khan ta da wo chi li cha ya na, tena cha yi kong la, ne te, jitin je, cha yi kong wa cha yi kore, cha yi kong wa de da la yang, ta jin che na, ne man ki pa. Tena, ta tang wu me pa, nam ka tong bi ying si ya ware, maybe yet a young part of wood may be in here, whatever. Maybe Sagong and a young Nam Dola did the same thing, and Nam Dola did the thing down war. Shallow Nazan last open Nam Dol, you only young. When a young Dabarjana, thing down war mapa. Chartan, no mapa, so down sang mapa. To do down the over a mato, Jen and war may be sinner. Then ne me pa ne te yang yang ta par ma do pa ne ma chi ma chi ne je de yang ta par ma do pa.
Now in the last line when you say may I realize the dharma dhatu which is empty or the dharma which is empty refers to the emptiness of all things of the three times which is elaborated on in the earlier lines of the stanza. Now first of all, the things of the future do not exist because they have not yet occurred. They are not presently existent. The things of the past do not exist because they will not reoccur. They are finished. And the things of the present do not exist in the sense that when their nature is scrutinized, then one sees that they have no inherent existence. Therefore, all of the things of the three times lack inherent nature or inherent existence. When it says there is no actual location, location here refers to places, such as the places of the three realms, the realms of desire, form, and formlessness. Now, within the realm of desire, for example, we experience this planet, this globe as a place. But if we actually analyze what constitutes what we regard as a place, we discover that it really consists of empty space without center or limit. If we consider as well the way we designate this planet and the way we designate locations within on this planet, we see that these are really arbitrary designations imposed by beings. For example, we think of east and west, north and south, or we think of up and down. And while these have a relative validity and usefulness, they are really arbitrary designations that do not actually describe anything that is real. And taken out of context, they have no meaning. In that way, there is no actual or inherent location.
Then
Nowadays, it's easy to understand this absence or non-inherent existence of location, because the way that you analyze it is much the way we think about the world nowadays anyway. For example, sitting here, we think that what is above us, what is above our heads, is above or is up. And if we look at our watches, we see that it's 10 in the morning. But what we would consider to be below us, China, for example, from their point of view, what is we are below. And from our point of view, they are below. From our point of view, it's day, and from their point of view, it's night. Now, if you think about in these ways, then you understand that up and down, as applied to this planet, are really relative imputations that we make conceptually, and that from the actual physical point of view of the planet, there is no up or down, or a true day or night.
Rang la tu pe so ji ya na o rang wi le ya de la te de de ne kha lo no zan te gen do rang ka wa de ne yo na ka ban do na yan te de rang ge wi le rang yo sa de wi ya de la tu de kha lo no zan ya ba ra ma do ma ne kha lo no zan me ba le.
And with regard to directions, then the imputation of directions is entirely from one's own particular perspective. One thinks that that which is below one is below. And on the basis of thinking of oneself as being the middle or being in the middle, then one designates east, south, west, and north. And then one can go in those directions. But the directions have no true existence. They're merely designations based on one's own particular perspective or position.
Tene tundu sami ya amba kapso khaleng da nuleng se jute so ya tene mene khirab je repeche na tene mato pare.
And also when we think of the eastern continents and western continents of this planet, this is also arbitrarily designated, because then we have decided that a certain part of it is east, and then when you get over to a further part, it becomes west. But it's entirely arbitrary.
Then Rabbi Jeto de Jeba Tema re, Jeba Tema de Yang, Munsom Tema la, Dugu Yere, Kangisena, Zamling Sagong Yimbadang, Kanga Munsom do Hako Togundo, Telepom Dangna Yang, Tanda Ame, Tanda Chuzu, Chopani Dana, Pan Temu Yimbala Sobada, De Munsom Yungudo, Tundu Latinde, Munsom Latinbe, Jeba Tema Yavare.
Now this is the application of inferential valid cognition, which must be based upon direct valid cognition. In this case, the direct valid cognition is that we can see that the world is a globe, and also we can determine that it is night in certain places right now by making telephone calls and so on.
So meba so lendeba so jo si jete pinsin tu te so ganga yimba so jo ganga yimba tenda wo se bare de yang tene ngene ne man chi pe tse yin do.
In certain Vajrayana liturgies we find phrases like the 10 directions beyond direction and so forth, which refer to the fact that that while one can conceive of the 10 directions, in fact they are arbitrarily designated, and it is a way of saying all over the place. And this is much the same meaning as we find
here.
And sometimes in the context of wrathful dances, within Vajrayana ritual, we find mention of or such words as I am going to dance in all the 10 directions which are beyond direction and so forth.
Tene somi so dan trabe so chola kan trabe du tu te tu mi tu len debe du somga la tene kan trabe ta rikwa te chikwan rogre.
And by implication, by following the same reasoning, then we would have to say that then we will dance throughout the three times which are beyond being time. Which is a recollection of the sameness of the three times.
And then
And it's in the same way, it's necessary for us to recollect that we are selfless yogins or practitioners beyond self. That while we are yogins, we are not true selves. And it's necessary in that way to give rise to the pride that is without a fixation on I or the self.
Then Rawa Dorje Tepe Lola, Nga Tan Da Mepe Teng Ni, Ngang Ni Ngaja Chiya, La Yi Ngaja Chiya Yawa.
And in such a way, in the Vajrayana, one generates the pride of oneself being the deity based upon the resolution of not being a self, not being I.
Tane ta ne manji besena, ne chi na, ne denpa trom na, Tengwo tang, so jo tang, tha nye ring tang, tu su denpa trobare. Ne manji besena, ne la tu pe tha nye rang tang, tha nye ring, nyamba nye re, tengwo nyamba nye re, so nyamba nye re, chu tang jie tene nyamba nye re ta.
So, since there are no true locations, then in fact, distances such as close and far away and so on, as well as up and down and all the various directions, are of the nature of sameness.
Tene chik sampa kangpa sampa kapsa namrik manchi segre. Namrik te sem re. Namrik sem, sem tang, sem le songwa nam ranga ngogu madhupa sena namrik manchi.
In the next line, when it says there is no perception, perception here refers to mind, and it is saying that there is no truly existent mind nor truly existent mental arisings.
Tene sem la tanda tso sen nam chi tso tro gam tso ye se. Sem zon ngap cho tsakit tso so so la se. De re re la yang yewa mangbo re se na semam nam rik se je te tene manchi pa amato pare.
Which can be determined through analyzing the mind, first of all, into the main mind, which consists of the six or eight consciousnesses, and the surrounding mental arisings, which consist of the 51 types of mental arising, and so on, each of which can be further broken down.
Yin yang, hirab rang yang, rang ngô manji pa, rang to go.
Now, if you ask, what is the faculty which recognizes this absence of perception, it is prajna, which is of course itself a mental arising, and yet the prajna must recognize its own lack of true existence.
Then he rubbed the two tamte, tongbani, the ten la pap, tongbani, the nihiti, but yete, he rubbed rank carazo goresena. Oma tanjur de lola, junjuli, jaysa two tamte, rangi, the marble, but number jete, your surge two tamte, drop out the travel ten la pamna, juzi, the he rubbed rank, the ne, rangi, the rangi, the dog de somber. May your maple senna. Mayor Kayang Madhapa Topa Kapso Rangik Landogri Sumbare.
Now with regard to what happens to such a prajna, particularly from the point of view of the Prasangika Majjhimaka as expounded in the Bodhicharavatara, then when such a prajna establishes or reveals the emptiness of all dharmas, through taking as its objects of scrutiny all things in general, and in that way destroys all imputation of inherent existence, then it dissolves because it lacks an object of conceptual fixation.
Mpena omelola chutamje jujin tende tso tangje nangwa yomantavo, mlantavo, turpatavo, chodatavo re sambe kapso, hirapka sambe kapso, nangzanla, hirapdeke nangzanla megdugno.
For example, in the Madhyamaka context, then when a prajna considers all things to be merely concatenations of causes and conditions, like magical illusions, like dreams, or like the reflection of the moon and water, that prajna is viewing mere appearance. And when that prajna recognizes that all things are unreal, have no self or inherent nature, and are empty, then that prajna is focused on emptiness.
Tongba tam matongba ni len de ba kap so tongba la mege mare matongba la mege mare ye pa da me pa ni len de ba kap so ye pa la ye mege mare me pa la ye mege mare ngo bo da ngo mi ni len de ba kap so ngo bo da ngo mi le mege mare na wa ta tongba len de ba kap so na tong kan la ye mege mare meng dang thik len de ba kap so meng dang thik len mege mare tene meng dang che ge da ye le de ba ka so meng la me me ba ma se da ye la ya me ge ma re tene tru ba yor je tru ba tham che ga om ba ka so yor chin je lo la me yor yo ma re me yor me ba ka so tene hirab rang de hirab je me pa hing do ba re de la gong de da wa jo jo le che sa nam ba che pe na nam jo la ne te me be te yang yang in de ba jo se che sa ပြပကံကံကအောင်သူတင်းကံယံမရမတော့ကံယံမရမယ်သူမက်ပကံကခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရပ်ကြမက်ပခင်းတော့ရှိရ nyang in de ba de lo ma jön jö ge tse ke yö re hi ra lo ye sa nam bar che se na nam jö la ne te me be
nam jö la ne ten on nam
jö yö ma re te mi se nam me che te te yang nyang in de ba jön na che re pa che te ba yö
Now, when on the other hand, the prajna transcends elaborations of focusing on either the mere appearance or the emptiness of that appearance, when it transcends the elaboration of emptiness or not empty, of existence and non-existence, of substantiality and insubstantiality, of appearance and the emptiness of that appearance, when it transcends the elaborations of names and of concepts and words or terms, and when it transcends the elaboration or conceptual focus of a basis for imputation, and then because all the elaborations of the scrutinized objects have been transcended or have been refuted, then the cognizing or consciousness or prajna no longer conceives of or generates concepts of anything. And as is said in the Bodhicharavatara about this, then when the objects of scrutiny have been fully scrutinized, there is no longer any basis or support for scrutiny. And
Denis, tikang sompate de mendra ni somso.
Da mendra ni ti. Jesa number jesa na namju la ne. Tin yo. Tin mi chen na ma che te. Tin me pe sen na che ma che te. Tin
che ge mare.
Che ge mare. Tin an yong ni de ba. Se kan ba ye so.
Che ge mare sen na namju ge che pa re ba.
Namju ke ye pa me pa la so ba tan che che de ka yong du. Tin ne yo la tre pa me na.
Since therefore there is no support for scrutiny, therefore intellect or conceptual intellect is not generated, and that is nirvana.
The junction carries an answer here up, low day, here up day, so check on the tea dose holland over it. Then, then back guy on the damaging hitchy on the tongue by the main door. Tongue by the guy on the young, so check the mayor. Then, you're by the count, may by the maker. We bought the count, we made the maker. Then, I. Tanya kaya untuk tanya je dah je lah mereka. Tapi, dah tengah wo, tak tamce kaya ni, tak tamce, tak kandu yang macam tu ni sih je untuk, tapi mereka yau macam, mereka macam macam na, kaya tak kaya yau macam, mereka yau macam. Nasib pun na, mereka nama sih dekai, ye dah kado jauh na, tunggu tu ye dah kado tan ni na, mereka nama sih macam apa. Tapi je itu, tapi your the trip at thamche ka the trip at me pa so you change lo la then you change lo you trip at ya me ba re then to ra ji ngang do rang ne lok to da de ne lok to da ji ngang do khira ji trip at the hen do re te than jor ji ki to
What this means is that normally when you refute with prajna one concept, the prajna naturally flees to or rests in the isolate of that concept, what is left over. So when you refute substantiality, there remains the concept of insubstantiality. When you refute conceptual designations, there remains the concept of the basis of the designation. Now, when, however, you refute or get rid of all possible concepts, then there is no conceptualization remaining because there is no concept which can form a basis for conceptualization. For example, or as an analogy, as long as there are visible colors and shapes, then there will be visual consciousness. But when there are no perceptible or visible colors and shapes, visual consciousness will not be generated. In the same way, then when all elaborations have been refuted or transcended, then the cognizing consciousness as well will not generate any elaboration. Will therefore come to rest or be pacified within its own nature, which is beyond elaboration. And that is how this is presented in the Prasangika view.
Then in the Namre Manchipa, the Tramta, the Jana Kesar Mandava Yunayan, Tanda de Tanjal Lajas.
Now, this section of the text, there is no perception, could be explained in different ways viewed from the point of view of different systems of tenets, but here we've looked at it from a prasangika point of
view. Namre tardon nang ke ngo por hina ya mene ngo por to bayo mar malam da.
Next, when it says there are no outer things, it means that the apparent external objects of forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and tactile sensations, in short, the objects of the five senses or the six groups, while we fixate on them as having external substantial existence, are really no more real than the images of dreams.
Mune ngopor mado pare, jumsen kare, bhakya kathranang yibasena, mune ngopor mado pare, malam tamare.
These apparent external appearances, while appearing to be substantial and truly existent, are unreal, because they are simply the projection or the appearance produced by a habitual imprint.
Tētār yīmbā tīsē nā chū tām chē tōngbā nī rē, tā chū tām chē tōngbā nī chē tōng nā tōkbar chō sōngbā rē.
So, therefore, all things are empty, and then this stanza is an aspiration for the realization of that emptiness.
Tāntu rē, tā mā chī pātā mūjōng pātā rāng yī mā chī pā sōng tē, tē sī chē hī sōng.
Now, next I'll give a more extensive explanation of this idea of not born, not occurring, and having no inherent nature.
Jewa madrup jimsen karre. Kunzo to jujin tende tsokpa, malam yin to jujin tende tsokpa nang zang yin la, yang tapar ngobo madrup se na, jewa me pare. Chik te na.
The reason that why all things are empty is that the three times have no true existence. Now, in the case of the things of the future, for those things of the future to be real, they would have to first truly arise or come into existence. And yet, there is no true arisal. The reason why it is said there is no true arisal is that what we designate as the arisal or coming into being of a thing is in fact the mere appearance of various causes and conditions in coincidence or in concatenation, and therefore is like the image of a dream.
Ngubo kanda kanaya. Jeba namya yo mayin sombare. Di jumsen kare ta tangpo dekhe jangna. Jeba namya yo mayin. Ngubo kande ki yinaya yordan tu, yor la tu na, tu la tu na, namya jeba yo mare sombare. Namya jeba mebe jumsen kare. Dine ngobo thangche ranga rangke ke maare. Ranga rangke na rang maache pa kong, da maache pa ngoy nene da gogando. Te sena rikpa tanga ko yore, da le da che ke mado. Pena khedang le khedang che ke mado. Khedang le khedang che na khedang maache pa ngoy nene khedang che zi ji khedang gogando. Dunga dunga le che na dunga madop machi bangai ne donga che gogo da tesana rangle rang che ga mare yele che ga mare yele che na cheza chezi ji jo dang cheza ni ngo tha te pa cheza yang rang yin ji tro cheze yang rang yin ji tro na jeza jezi ni de yin soso yin na yin soso le yang je ge ma de soso le je nan de de pa de de ni yin yin be jun sin je la tin de jo ma yin ba la yang jo yin ba da ma yin be che ba ma ba yin ngone de ba to be yin le je na jo yin ba da ma yin ba tham che yin yin be jun sin la tin de jo yin me tham che le de bo yin me tham che je be jong yo le se oman jo kwa le song ba de de jun sin de jo yin me tham che le yin ba da ma yin ba tham che le che be jun sin ka re de bo ya che sa yang de ba to che si ji jo ya de ba to na yin yin ba song ba se na de ne jo yin ba da ma yin ba tham che le che be re kwa ne ji yo ba re jun sin ka re yin yin ba se Rangin je drop yin yin ba sa. Rangin je drop yin yin na, te ne che ka re. Yin le me che pa che. Nika le me che wa te le la ka re. Da le me che, yin le me che pa sa na. Da le che wa la rikpa ne zi yu, yin le che wa la rikpa ne zi yu pa sa na. Nika le che na ne zi, nika yu pa sa na, te ne che ka ma re. Anna jumi le che wa ma yin nam nyan na, Jumi le che na yang rikpa ne zi yubare. Jumi jo tani ma gu na yang na ta da jo ma gu basa na tu ta da che de gare. Yang na ta da ma che wa. Ta da che wa tan ta da ma che wa chung yore. Pe na nam ka tong pa la yang me to che wa tan. Me to che wa tan. De yang na yang ta da che wa tan. Ta da ma che wa la so ba. Den da wu tene rikpa ne zi yu song ware. This is not that Jumi Leyan Chigamare. That Jumi Le Mijeva Sena, Ta Yele Mijeva Sena, Yang Takwar Jeva Mepa. Yang Takwar Jeva mean a young Tani Sando, Tani Kunzo Sando, Nang Sando Jeva. Yuji intended so, but Nang Sando Jeva Te, Mulam Jeva, Jumi Jeva, Lunin Jeva, Vidu Jeva. Vidu, Upper Reke, Tene Tundo Sola. Pogo madava chegna. Ti che vanta o che ne. Va.
Now, viewing this from the point of view of the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, then in the Mula Prajna, Nagarjuna wrote, things are not generated from themselves, nor from something other than themselves. They are not generated by both, and nor by no cause whatsoever. Therefore, no substance whatsoever is ever truly born or truly generated. This means that there is no true generation with regard to either the status of the things themselves or the time or process of generation. First of all, things are not produced by or generated from themselves, because were a thing to be generated by itself, it would have to have existed before it arose, before it came into being, which is contradictory. For example, if anger were produced by anger, then that anger would have to exist before it came into existence. Or if suffering were produced by suffering, then suffering would have to exist before it came into existence. On the other hand, things are not produced by anything other than themselves, because if something could be truly produced by something that was truly other than it, which is to say, of a different nature, then, and that the generating, the generator and the generated were of truly different natures, then there would be no connection between the cause and the result, and therefore there would be no distinction between fit and unfit causes of certain results. Anything could be a cause of anything. Now, this is talked about in A Guide to the Middle Way, in which it is said that if results were real, were truly existent and causes were truly existent, and they were therefore truly other than one another, then anything could be produced by anything. For example, hold on, I can't read my notes. Oh, okay, that's not there. Now, the third refutation is of generation by both, that things are generated by both themselves and that which is other than themselves. And it is easy to refute this, having refuted the first two. If things cannot be generated by themselves or by that which is other than themselves, then they can also not be generated by both. In other words, if they cannot be generated by either, then you can't assert that they can be generated by a combination of those two things by which they cannot be generated. The fourth thing to be refuted is that things arise without cause or are generated by no cause whatsoever. Well, if things arose without cause, then either they would always arise or they would never arise. There would be no reason for them to arise only under certain circumstances. For example, it would be possible for flowers to suddenly appear in space or in the sky. In fact, they would either always be appearing or things would never appear whatsoever. So, since things are not truly generated by themselves, by that which is other than themselves, by both, or by no cause whatsoever, and there is no other possibility, then therefore there is no true arisal or generation. There is, nevertheless, the appearance of arisal, which is like the appearance of arisal in a dream, on television, or in a video, such as when, in a video, you watch African animals give birth to their young. The reason I mention this is that I've watched a lot of videos of African animals, of other animals as well, but especially of African animals. Another way of scrutinizing arisal is in the temporal relationship or the time frame between the cause and the result. And this concerns the understanding of, for example, experience of consciousness, the relationship between the focal condition for the generation of the consciousness and the arisal of the consciousness itself. For a consciousness to arise, there must be a focal condition, just as for a flower to arise, there must be a seed, and so on. If we use the example of the generation of an ear consciousness based on the sound of the finger snap, then the analysis would be to consider whether or not the ear consciousness of the finger snap is simultaneous with the finger snap or occurs after the finger snap has already ceased. If it occurs, if the ear consciousness occurs after the focal condition, the finger snap has ceased, then there is no connection between them, in which case the focal condition is unfit to be a true cause or a cause of the true arisal of that ear consciousness. On the other hand, if these two, the focal condition and the resultant consciousness, ear consciousness, occur simultaneously, then because the cause does not precede the result, it is also unfit to be a cause of it. If the cause must precede its result, and yet if they are simultaneous, then that cause cannot be a true cause of that result. So therefore, if they occur one after another, then there can be no true causation. And if they occur simultaneously, there can be no true causation. They can't occur both simultaneously and non-simultaneously, and there is no other possibility. So therefore, using this type of reasoning as well, we can determine that there is no truly existent arisal.
Zog de nam join the nam dog join la sam de condo chase or some do. In a money chigi yamare, drabo te drabo melam de dra te muna charte, drabo sampe, drabo de benam hite, gile cheva, gile chigi yamare, caresana, drabo zimbe, nam himena, drabo mare. Young drabo zimbe, nam hit and muna chin, and drabo jisi cheva yamare. Kongi to Suchiquare, to Suchiqua la tuna trobare, Dravis nawa la tute, Dranzinji mehitang, Dravon zibbe mehitang, Dravo sabbat namdochi, Dravo sabbat namdo la tende, Dravo de pa yavare, Pataquare tisena, Pinsin tuna trobayin ba tisena, Mune nika madro pa machipare. Then answer Sarbo Hakoto, be taking the tandang answer. ओ ड्रावो तिंग आलन ना बच्चे सो कॉलेटी ना कॉन्ट्रो चेसो आ सेम ड्रोसो समग्रो ते ना ये मुने ड्रावो लते इंदे ते ने तंता कॉन्ट्रो ये बाते नम तो अंतर्बार मातो यंग तबा ड्रावो लते इंदे मियो ड्रावो लते इंदे कॉन्ट्रो चेगे यो मारे सेम ड्रोगे यो मारे कर रे ये बामे मलाम जीने ये बामे
So an actual sound is in that way like a sound in a dream. And then further, when, for example, you in a dream see an enemy, then you generate a consciousness of the characteristics of that image as enemy, such as the appearance of that person being angry and so on. And the consciousness that apprehends the enemy in the dream and the appearance of the enemy in the dream arise simultaneously. One cannot precede the other. The appearance of the enemy is merely a function of that consciousness, and the consciousness is only generated upon that appearance. They depend upon each other. So neither has any true independent existence. And this is true as well of the experience of an actual enemy in the waking state, because the perception of that person as an enemy and so on is like the perception of an enemy in a dream, unborn or not truly arisen.
That data, Jola Taki Tanga, Mubuchevati. Jesus jo gan che da mangan che la so par pe che na ta madro pare tela ke patha patha bazo ko ya yang ni yang do che yang ni yang do sam che par to khonto ta donga ta khonto ta donga so sem nam do kale kha bu che ba kap so che pa tha ba so na
Antene, jeba mebe nge hiche na, kondro tan, donga chondro.
Now such a scrutiny or analysis of causes and the resultant determination that things have no true existence is also a way that you can reduce the experience or appearance of anger and suffering. Through applying such subtle analysis to the appearance of anger and the appearance of suffering, through applying this repeatedly, then you can determine the non-inherent existence of these and actually reduce the appearance of anger and the appearance of suffering.
Meto tela nang sanje re ma to wo da wo che nang sanje re ma to dutthi yo ma re meto ngone ngo wo yo na dutthi yo go go do dutthi meto go dutthi me be se na mlan je meto lo ngo yo ma re ngo me be se na che wa ta do nang na yang che wa yo ma re pe te yin do de ne nga su che wa che pat do khon do de dunga ji che wa la Kondo the Dungala, Mo Mabesena, Yang Dagbar Jeva Mabare. And a jay song samba the carre Dungal Tang Kondo la Denbari came, but Namdo Tore. Namdo Tore, Namdo, Namdo Jigle make the Namdo Jing Tore, Namdo Jigle make the Namdo Tore, Namdo la make the Namdo Tore Dugger, Namdo Hamala make the Saman Tore, then that was over. Young Namdo Hamma the Samani Jig the Hindan Tore, Trusso Madavas over.
As well, you can determine that things are unborn through determining that they have no true nature. But in order to do this, you first need to ascertain that they have no true nature. By considering the appearance of a flower in a dream, you come to understand that the flower in the dream is a mere appearance, that not composed of any particles, without any kind of physical substantiality. And something must have a physical substantiality made up of particles and so on to be considered to have a true nature. Well, by considering the flower in the dream, you will understand how to work with anger and suffering. Now, while they have no true nature or no true existence, then the reason why we take them to be substantial, the reason why we take these things to be truly arisen or truly born, is that we are confused by a conceptuality or thought. Sometimes a previous thought will lead to a subsequent moment of confused thought, and then as well there is the confusion of taking a two or many thoughts to be one thought, when in fact they are a separate but similar thoughts, and so on. There is quite a variety of types of confusion connected with thought.
Simjin, the Yin,
As well, the imputation of self and other with regard to sentient beings is in the same way relative. From your particular or personal perspective, then you consider yourself to be the self and all other beings to be other. But this is an imputation that is valid only within the context, relative to the context of your perspective. From the perspective of a different sentient being, that being is self, and all other beings, including you, are other. Which means that ultimately the self and other are of the same nature, or of the sameness, which is what is referred to in the Mahamudra teachings of the sameness of self and other. Because the imputation of self and other is relative and particular to based on a relative perspective. And therefore, since it is relative, it is unreal. That which is imputed has no true reality. Therefore, this imputed self and others are of the same nature or of the
sameness. Rang la tu ne, rang yin la tu ne yin, la bia ma to, mune le sarvo jaya to vaya ma.
If you were to ask someone, are you self or other, the person would have to say, well, I am self from my point of view, but I am other from the point of view of someone else. There is no other way to answer this.
Tena ta, tena vore, te yin ta dra ta nyin ya tu do vre, chita nga su nam to la dra ta nyin te ngarva re, Noisa noisy is some though. When I require a boche on the capsule, drat and yin the two notabare. Dravo tani mina, Dravo said the main mean and yin the main mevachagre. Mean lavia yomare. Yin that talk a main yungumare. Yin that talk mean a young dry yungumare. No passing a dry mean yungumare. This and a drat and yin you put the two notabare. Malanja Dani in the Tuna Trabare, Tuna Trabasena Tani the Tuna Trabasena, young Tapan Madrobare, Madroba, Tuni the Nyabani, the Tenda will attain the Dani Nyabani, Sijite, Tas, Tepa Chambot and Dorje Tepelola, Saja Chambilola, Dani Nyamije, Hepa Somari.
The concept of enemy, there can be no concept of friends. Without the concept of friends, there can be no concept of enemies. So friends and enemies have no more reality than friends and enemies experienced in a dream. Therefore, they are empty, and therefore their nature, their emptiness, is sameness, which is what is meant by the sameness of friends and enemies as expounded in the Mahayana, the Vajrayana, and the Mahamudra.
Namdo lang garvan tungare, mene te dobre, sama tani mina sokwa sige mare, sokwa mina sama sige mare, sama la tete sokwa ya, sokwa la tete sama ya, nasi sokwa jen tonya yudi ti dokso sama te la gavo cha, sama jen tonyundi ti dokso matangpa la yida momba cha vare, te dobre. Ta chik la tu debe se na, Then, to do Yimbasena, when a madopare, madopa de chini da toni, then, madopa chini can all a cheba mebesena, Sanzo Nyabani to cheba down. Doge tepala Sanzo Nyabani to cheba yangu.
As well, clean and dirty are relative imputations. Without the imputed concept clean, there can be no experience of something as dirty. Without the imputed concept of dirty, there can be no perception of something as clean. These concepts are imputed or applied to something based on a reference to or then the isolate of that concept. So thinking of something as clean is you think of something as clean because you regard it as not being dirty. So it's based on the imputation of dirt or dirtiness. And you think of something as dirty based on considering it not to be clean, which is based on the concept of cleanliness or clean. So these things have no true existence. Cleanliness and dirtiness have no true existence, and their non-existence, which is their ultimate nature, their dharma.